Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal. Good morning.
Good morning.
You kind of see the end of summertime on the horizon here. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe sometime as hot as it still is, but fall's on the way. And do you see a spike in visitors on the trail in the fall?
We really do. As many trails do, we're just like the rest. And in some cases, maybe a little more of a spike than other places. And honestly, I'm predicting a little more this year. It's sort of pent-up demand from those of us who've been stuck inside and enjoying air conditioning, maybe a little more than we would like to. So indeed, it's the time of year that a lot of people want to get out. They start, sort of enjoying, the slightly cooler weather. And it is starting. It is cooler than it has been. And it really is a good time to get out and enjoy the trail. You see a little more activity out there. Not too far down the road, we'll see the leaves beginning to change. And that really is a time to get out and enjoy nature, enjoy the beauty that really is the trail.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. And I was thinking the same thing, that'd be a great time to be out there. And so it's hard to predict when that will be exactly, but around mid-October, we can expect that.
Absolutely. Leaves should probably come right around then. And people by then you'll see more and more of your neighbors out there, especially in the evenings. It seems like people are sort of, some of the summer activity tends to be more early morning, right after sunset. And then as it gets a little bit cooler, you'll see a lot of evening and weekend activity out on the trail as people get out more, take the kids out a little more and enjoy the leaves. And then, honestly, one of my favorite times comes after that when the leaves come down and fall. That's when you really get out. You're on the trail. You're looking out. You're seeing the vistas. You're seeing what you really walked through all summer but really didn't see because of the beautiful green canopy, which is also great in midsummer. But come later in the year when the leaves come down, it's another time to really enjoy the trail. I mean, the trail really is a four seasons activity, and all four seasons are very, very different. So it's something that we encourage, and one of the things really that makes the Northeast Texas Trail, in my opinion, and yes, I am somewhat prejudiced on this, superior to some of the other longer major trails around the country, which are really two and if you're stretching maybe three season trails. We're a four-season trail.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the weather, by and large, in the winter times, not that cold that you can't get out in it. So as far as the leaves turning color, I think most of us tend to think of that coming with the first frost, but it also has to do with less sunlight.
Absolutely.
And days getting shorter. So
absolutely.
So mid-October, pretty good bet, and then on into to late November for that. But that's an interesting idea about the visibility. I wouldn't have thought about that in the wintertime. We're talking with Jack Neal, and Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. I was talking to somebody the other day, in fact, who happened to be on this radio show, and we were talking about walking. And I mentioned, the Northeast Texas Trail in Wolf City and Ladonia would be a good place. And she said, ooh, I would have to take something with me in case there's varmints out there. But you say that's not all that much of a concern.
It really isn't. And I've spent my entire life, spent a lot of time on trails and out in the country and, in woods of one sort or another. And it's surprising to me at least, how little kind of that problem there is. In all honesty, along the Northeast Texas Trail, the biggest thing I will run into, and this will probably scare a few people, I don't mean to, but we'll have a few snakes out there. You'll run into snakes, and strangely, it has nothing to do with real varmints, spider webs at some times of the year as they get out there and start spinning the webs, they can drive you a little bit crazy at times. But there's not a lot in the line of animal activity out there. Mm-hmm. They're more afraid of us than we are of them, and that's very, very true.
Yeah. And when you say snakes, of course, there's poisonous snakes, but by far the majority of them are not poisonous.
Right. So, the majority are not, and most of them, honestly, if you're just, as you're walking along the trail, keep your eyes open, watch where you're walking, and you're going to be fine. They're going to be out normally. If it's a nice sunny day, you're out there trying to enjoy it. That's what they're doing too. They're out there sunning themselves. So not a huge problem normally.
Of course, the Northeast Texas Trail runs about 130 miles.
130 miles.
From Farmersville to New Boston.
New Boston, absolutely.
Along what used to be railroad right-of-way.
Yep.
And there's still some tracks out there in certain places.
There is still a little bit in various places, but lucky for us, it is all owned and opened. And really, it's all hikeable, bikeable, certain degrees. You know, in my case, I would take a mountain bike if I'm trying to bike it. And the real problem areas right now really are some of the bridges that still need to be repaired. Mm. And I always encourage people, and I practice this, you'll get off the bike, walk it over the bridges. For the most part, you'll see the ones that we've gotten fixed and gotten repaired. But if there's some missing timbers out there, walk it over. Save yourself a lot of trouble. You don't want to end up under the bridge at the bottom, down in the stream.
We're going to run out of time here, but there's some events, and most of these are bike events. Cotton Patch Bike Challenge in Greenville, September.
Absolutely, that's coming up on the 15th of September. That's tied with the Texas Legends of Cycling. Sort of both events happening that weekend there. We've got information on our website all about that.
Mm-hmm. And then a little bit later on, Saturday, October 13th, the Run the Rails Half Marathon. Now, this is not a bike thing, not a bike race, but a jogging or running.
Absolutely. Event.
And this is between DeKalb and New Boston.
Exactly, exactly. You'll start, as I recall, in New Boston, head down, and then they bring you back.
Well, going to be a busy time for you.
Very busy, but we look forward to it.
Great. Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Jack Neal, Executive Director of the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.